Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
Lucky 13.
Hey, kids.
Hey, sorry for the delay. Not really.
No.
A little sorry.
Well, we're sorry, but we've been busy, so.
Yeah, so what is this? A baker's dozen, right?
Baker's dozen.
Or a redneck's Googleplex.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much.
They can't count very high.
No.
That's after taking off their shoes.
13's being ambitious.
Yeah, that's after taking off their shoes. It's farm accidents, right? There's a lot of them.
Right,
holding a lot of fireworks in closed fists.
Yes, that's a farming accident in Texas. A
lot of missing digits in the redneck population and teeth.
Why are we so down on Texas?
Because they don't understand what we're saying anyway.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's
I'm good with that then.
It's like, you know, we can make fun of the Amish all day because they're never going to hear this.
That's true.
And because
they do make some good furniture, though.
And because we use polysyllabic words, rednecks are never, ever. This is just the price of entry is too high here.
They think what you just said had something to do with Utah.
Kind of does, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a weird way.
I know, right?
Yeah. So we're back. We're back.
Apparently, everybody in SLC says that.
I guess.
I know, right?
I know, right? Yeah. Everybody or just half? Because, you know, like, is it like a Mormon thing to say, I know, right? Or is it?
I don't. Wow. I think it's cultural. Slightly.
Yeah. They're interesting folks down there.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. I lived in Little Utah for a while. Southern Idaho. Oh, boy.
Same climate. I'll give you that.
Same climate. Higher concentration, actually, of LDS.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Salt Lake's got... I mean, it's a major city, so you got a lot of there's a little bit of melting pot to it, a little, you know.
Right.
So you get into sort of eastern, southeastern Idaho, you get into kind of the 80-90% of the population situations.
Kind of like if you move up north to Hidden Lake, you get a totally different congregation population.
You didn't know about this? So you heard what happened, right, at Hidden Lake? What happened is a group of the white supremacists cornered this woman and her daughter in a car and like harassed her, and it was really bad. So she sued and won, and basically all the property got turned over, and she donated it to the state as a multicultural museum.
Wow.
Which is just the best. It's just the
that
best
is awesome.
Like finger to yeah. that entire organization.
Take that, Mark Furman.
Yeah.
Oh, that just dated me. Well, not too bad.
No. The problem is you probably remember what you were listening to on your car stereo when the whole Furman thing was going on. That dates you.
You're assuming I had stereo.
Well, mono, whatever. On your Victrola, your automotive, your yes. automobile's Victrola.
It was something better than an 8-track.
Winding up the Model T, you see, and...
And in turn, winding up the Victrola.
Victrola, right. I'm just saying Scott owned the puppy that tilts its head in the RCA ad.
Yes.
That was his dog.
That was my dog. Victor.
Victor. Sold. So it's been a crazy week.
It has been.
I drove to... Part of the reason this podcast is late. Sorry, Robin.
Yes.
Among other people, everyone's clamoring. Well, not everyone. A few people are clamoring. We actually received a tweet right before we started recording.
Yes, from Robin.
Yeah, from Robin Cobham. Cobham. Is it Cobham? I forget how to pronounce your name, Robin, and I'm sorry. I think it's Cobham.
I would say Cobham as opposed to Cobb ham.
Let's go with Pablum.
Because that sounds like a dinner.
Robin Pablum.
I'm having corn on the cob and some ham.
Is it green?
Green ham?
Green cob and ham? No.
No.
This is turning more and more into a shitty radio show, a shitty morning radio show. Have you noticed that? Like, the more episodes we do, the shittier and more morning radio it gets.
Well, what do you mean, Andy? Sorry for blowing out your eardrums. I was a little close to the mic on that.
And this is Two Bards back with all the news you could use. Oh, traffic's backed up really bad on I-5. Try to avoid that. Take 90 if you can. Yeah, no.
No.
And let's check with our...
We're not radio yet.
Let's check with our eye in the sky. Well, buddy. I can't do it. I'm not going to do it.
There we got the traffic coming down on the I-5 and 420 is a little bit backed out. And now I just don't like after that burn.
Yeah.
Too fast. Too soon. Too much.
Oh. And now you all know exactly what it would sound like if Scott C. Brown got a vibrator stuck in his throat. Good job, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you.
D-cell. So, why don't we jump into questions?
Since
we
haven't had questions. AAA, I'll tell you that.
Oh. But you're receiving... Oh, never mind.
Never mind.
All right. Let's start with questions. We actually have some this week.
Yay to the questions.
Yeah.
None of which followed the actual format of...
Right. Well, let's start with Mike Ott's question.
Oh, yes. Let's...
We're never going to let this die. You know that, right, Mike?
Ooh, I got some cellophane on mine. That'll be even better.
So Mike is asking about glass cannons.
Yes, he is.
What can we expect? Whatever happened to the camera contest you won at crack.com? We'll get to that, the second part, in a bit. Let's talk about glass cannons right now. So glass cannons, because it's a zero funding show, is... It's not backburnered, but it is the lowest priority in terms of what we're able to get filmed right now.
Right.
However, we are definitely still in the works for it. I've got Aaron working on some costumes.
Mm-hmm.
We're still doing character development. We have a number of people who have expressed interest in or have actually written scripts.
Sarah Moore,
for example, wrote a script for a piece.
Todd Downing talked to me about actually submitting the short that I'm doing for him as that. But it's only 7 pages, so I said it would have to be
Is that the one I'm extended. Filming? That's the one we're filming in August, right?
That's Lunch with Brian Wonder
there's
and
two,
Lisa.
There's
but
two.
The one with Trin, Lorraine, and myself.
Yeah, that's the one
he
yeah.
was thinking of.
Because we're using Two Bards equipment and such. As well.
Right.
So
yes.
Black magic. So glass cannons is definitely still talked about almost daily.
Yeah.
We're still super excited to do it. It's just a matter of doing it and feeding families Scott's mouth as well.
Yes.
Feeding that mouth with apparently D-cell vibrators, because there we go.
That's what my throat's for.
Yeah. Now as far as the camera contest, or specifically the Shot Clock Video Challenge, I assume is what you're talking about. We received the prizes.
We did.
And Scott, do you want to go ahead and own up to this one?
Yes. I have supposed to be mailing it to Randall, and I have subsequently not done that. Randall, I'm sorry. It's going to be mailed this week. Life has been hell. And it's also a very odd-shaped box to try to ship inside another box when nobody really helps you, so I'm having to create my own box.
I think
which has been fun, but frustrating.
I think we should go to Ballard, because there is a coffee shop / shipping company, which I don't know why, but why not? Because Ballard's the kind of place where that thing happens, you know?
Get a cup of coffee and ship?
I think it's called Ship and Sip, actually. That's not a joke. Ship and Sip.
I'm there.
All right, so we're going to ship and sip that to you. Randall, sorry, man, I really am. Every time I walk in and I see that there, I push him a little harder. This time you hit the wall.
I did.
He's going to tell everybody you fell. That's what he's going to tell everyone.
It's what I did, Andy. I fell know. Down the stairs again. But I'm going to have to spackle that hole in the wall.
Mm-hmm. It's probably not fun to joke about domestic violence. And we're sorry for anyone we've offended a little bit.
Okay, but I really hurt myself really
I know.
Bad.
I know, that's true. That part's true.
So I was just covering up with that because it sounded like a really plausible excuse.
Well, your feet have been just like exploding violently lately.
Yes.
Like ripping on things and he is accident prone. I'm not actually beating Scott C. Brown.
When you perform with a pillowcase over your head in a brand new theater, four times I hit things in one night. Twice in
as
front
long
of the
as
audience.
Three of those things were bow, I'm pleased with that. That number is good for me.
No. One was the stage left seating section that isn't there in Eclectic.
Right.
One was the front row, which doesn't have that wide a lip in Eclectic. One One, my favorite, and if any of the girls are listening, I hope you are, Brittany was supposed to take me off stage and guide me because I had the pillowcase over my head and walked me right into a chair that I took at full speed and force.
Thank you, Brittany.
And then when I was getting my makeup on in the back, there was one of those little kickstand door openers that dropped down that I didn't see. And I took my right foot and I went. I still, you can see
it. Oh, wow. Holy. Yeah, I really, yeah. I can. It's bruised bad. It's,
yeah. So.
Wow. Good job, Scott.
You know, but it was all before the show, so it just looked torturous, which was great.
How'd it go? How'd it go at Lakewood?
Good.
Excellent. Excellent.
Good. It was attended by fewer than we had hoped. Some folks I already know. You were kind enough to Facebook me or send me a text as to why you weren't able to make it, and most of you, with the exception of Robert McConkie, are off the hook. But Robert McConkie is not off the hook. I don't think Robert McConkie listens to this, but at some point when he finally does and I've said his name three times, he's gonna know what that means.
Is he actually here? Did you make him appear? We better check.
No. not appear. He's,
because I hear you can do that with Tony Becerra.
Okay.
Tony Becerra.
No. That's all we get. Okay. We get the two. We can't push our luck.
All right. No whammies, no Becerras.
No whammies, stop. No Becerras. But yeah, it worked good in the space. There were a lot of benefits to the space, and there were a lot of benefits to Eclectic. So excellent. It was really nice to have done it in both spaces.
Yeah. Well, I was burning up in Idaho. Where the sun shines down as if through some type of convex lens, and we are all ants. It is a very hot place. Very, very fucking hot. I don't know how.
I understand.
I don't know how any potatoes that get delivered outside of that state aren't already baked. It makes no fucking sense. It's so hot.
It was like
hot.
Triple digits, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
It was. It sucked. It sucked so bad. That guy don't like heat. Tell you that much. So.
So I want to move to Alaska.
Yeah. So that's part, I guess, that and two rooms and all that. That was kind of our weekend. Filled that up.
Yeah.
But we should. I had some other stuff going on. I can't talk about it yet, but it was awesome. I
mean, yeah, it is. I mean, you guys find out this
awesome.
Is blow your mind.
Like the most awesome thing ever.
And the most awesome. Well, yes.
For me.
And the even awesomer thing that Andy and I discovered after the awesomeness happened was that we have one more layer of overlap between us now.
Yes.
With this project.
Yes.
So it's cool. Really kind of awesome.
It's awesome. And we can't tell you a damn thing about it.
Neener, neener, neener.
All right. So let's get back to some questions here.
Yes.
Trampas Johnson, who we adore.
Hey, look, all the people we called out to ask questions.
I know.
Questions.
This is great.
Really good.
We should. Neil deGrasse Tyson, please ask us a question.
Neil, please.
Come on,
please,
buddy.
Ask us a question.
You know what? Ask us a physics question. Make us look dumb. I don't care.
We have the Google machine.
We
can find the answer.
Not the redneck Google notice. Machine, though.
No. Ours understands polysyllabic languages.
Yes, it does. What, hey. Redneck Google, what's that, Yahoo, I guess, would be?
Ask Jeeves.
Hey. That's
they
snooty
think it's
rednecks.
Sophisticated.
Snooty rednecks. Dogpile would probably
Dogpile.
Be. This is just nostalgia for Serge Andrews, right? Hey, what about Alta Vista? You remember that? Woo!
Overture. Oh, no, those are paper clicks. What are those? Never mind. Canoodle.
Canoodle. Kazaa. Okay, it was a different kind of search engine, but Kazaa was kind of a search engine.
Kind of.
Yeah. I remember when I was doing door-to-door IT or like in-home IT.
Door-to-door. Hi, ma'am. I was wondering if
like
you had any IT problems I could address.
Now, I hear you got yourself a 10 megabit per second Ethernet tab. Now, I'm going to say that's probably clogging up pretty good. I'm going to go ahead and get you on one of these 100 megabit per second Ethernet tabs. Why don't you just go ahead and let me stick your, you know, and you have to stick your pinky in the Ethernet port so they don't close it on you. It sucks.
Get out your internet screwdriver to turn up the speed for them.
So, but one of the first things I would do when I would sit down at a computer, and almost without fail, I'd find it, would just be do a search for the LimeWire directory, and boom, there it was. And, you know, it's like you'd pull out your USB stick with, and that, so, you know, it was, at least there was USB when I was doing this.
Yeah.
You know, pull out your USB stick and do a scan. And of course, there's like trillions of viruses That's an exaggeration. That's not a real number back then. There weren't even trillions of bytes on...
There would have been hundreds.
There were. And in many cases, there were hundreds. And I think in one case, it tens of hundreds of viruses on a machine in the LimeWire directory.
Lawyers' offices are the worst.
Yeah.
Did IT there for 3 months, and it was always the same three guys coming in going, my laptop, it's just, I don't know where I get the viruses from. And I'm looking at it going, how about you stop downloading porn, you sick son of a bitch.
Oh, man, I had a script. Like, I'd plug in the USB stick, and the first thing the script would do would be delete all horsestar.avi files. Saved me so much time. What is it with lawyers and horse fucking?
I don't know.
God. Anyway. So Trampas asks...
Yes, Trampas, we're back to you now.
How do we feel about The Hobbit being broken into three parts? Don't care. Oh. I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
I'm totally cool with that.
Because they're bringing in stuff from the Silmarillion to pad it, it's just more film for me. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Totally. Because, you know, there's no Radagast. I mean, Radagast is brought in, and all these other things are brought in. You know, the Valori are probably going to be... And it's just great. It's great. Let's just go with that. I love it. I like long movies. I like... epic trilogies. I'm done with expecting anything more out of Star Wars trilogies. I've got my first three, and provided they're not the ones that they went and screwed over with Photoshop, they're great. So I'll take any new trilogies that come out. Two probably from a storytelling perspective would have been plenty, but I'm sure that it's not going to get boring in three, so I'm totally fine.
No, and especially with the addition of the Silmarillion stuff.
Exactly.
I think if they tried to do the book only, it still would have taken two movies to do it justice and not have everybody cry about Tom Bombadil and all the stuff that they left out.
Right.
You're going to need to do it in two. Lord of the Rings should have been a six-movie epic.
Well, and it kind of was if you watch the director's cut or the extended editions.
Sure,
because they're so damn long.
But it still doesn't have all the other things.
Right.
So you'd need it to be, you know, six director cut extended editions to encompass all of that history and everything.
Right. And, you know, I mean, if they would have left all the singing in, Hobbit would have been like eight movies. So
yes.
Let's be honest.
Thank God it's not a musical.
Yeah.
And the other thing I like is the fact that they are bringing in the Silmarillion, because I'm familiar enough with the Hobbit story that I kind of know what the additions are. And they seem to be perfectly meshed.
Did you just earth a kit? You totally earth a kitted.
Okay.
Perfectly meshed. Meshed. It's... Awesome.
Oh, Catwoman.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, whether that was Jackson and crew finagling those stories to mesh or what, doesn't really matter. I'm finally getting to get some of the information from the Silmarillion, which I have tried to read four times and just can't make it. Why is there... Oh, there's
we're
David.
A podcast. Yo, we've got people joining the podcast. Hi, David.
What's up?
That was David.
Say that again. I want to see if it registers. Oh, he's coming in the room.
What's up?
Not much. Okay. You?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. You're coming in 4x4.
How's it going?
Ooh. The smooth sounds of David.
We've got the third NPR voice.
Ooh. I like to talk like I've just eaten some oatmeal.
It smells like he's just eaten some oatmeal. I just want you to know.
I was going to say it was more like sweaty balls. But...
Sweaty balls.
Merry Christmas, David.
Three movies.
Merry Christmas.
Three movies. Totally fine with.
Yeah.
He also asks, what's your favorite role-playing system? Well, obviously, our favorite role-playing system is
frackin' epic.
Come on, Trampas. Frackin' epic. Go check it out.
Yeah, by the way, I know there are a lot more of you listening to this than have ordered books, and I'm not asking all of you to order books. I understand people listen to this podcast that aren't RPGers, but it would sure be awesome if we could boost the signal and find either the two bards links or from Andy, myself, Zoe, or
share.
Bo himself and share those. What we would ask you to do, because we just found this out through some experimentation between myself and Michael Perdue.
Whoa,
hi, Michael.
Buddy.
Hi, Athena.
All right, then.
Is that if you include a tag in the body of a post, if the other person receiving it does not have that person tagged in their friend list, they will not see it. So I found out.
Don't even tag the post.
There were a number of people who had no idea that we'd sent this out that are personal friends of mine that had never gotten this on their wall.
Because Bo wasn't in there.
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
Bo wasn't, or you weren't, or two bards,
or whatever.
Whatever it happened to be.
So when you share, don't tag. Don't,
right.
Just share it.
Easiest thing is find somebody else's post, click on it, open it, copy that URL, paste it into your new message, and say, hey, check this out, or whatever, and then get it out, because we're just trying to boost the signal at this point. We've got 12 days left, and oh, hold it. This just in. I was just handed this paper metaphorically by Bo Pritchard. We're going to extend the deadline for the pre-orders to July 4th.
July 4th.
Because
Independence Day.
Do you know why? It's a frackin' epic holiday.
Patriotic. Patriotism.
It's patriotism. It has fireworks. It has explosions, hot dogs, sunshine, family, all the values that frackin' epic espouses do.
And for you Canadian listeners, it's
you can see the fireworks if you're on the border.
Yeah, it's definitely a day in July, which is awesome, right?
Yeah. It's
right?
Four more days for you to
there you go.
Get in on the pre-buy. Anyway, so that would be awesome. Also, I can announce now, because we have it in hand, Phil Brucato was kind enough to write our foreword.
Yes!
So we now have...
And people will know Phil Brucato from White Wolf, right?
Yes,
White Wolf Games. With Vampire and... Werewolf was his... the live-action Werewolf stuff was his thing.
Right.
So,
and then he's got a couple of his own systems.
Yep, his own systems. He writes stories and
Lusinarium fandom.
You're speaking like geek Latin.
I know. I can't remember the thing because it's when I met him was at Gen Con back when he was designing this thing.
Lorem ipsum.
I got my first
Salvatorium.
You know, understanding of what it took to actually design an entire, and he was building this from the ground up, and it was sort of an urban fantasy meets magical powers and elves, and I was like, wow, this is really cool, and then it becomes an actual RPG, which is pretty cool. And he's run the gamut of super heavy spells and everything to super lightweight, but he admits that he hasn't gotten it as lightweight as this, and he loves this system. So
sweet.
That is awesome.
So frackin' epic.
Frackin' epic. And also...
I like Palladium as well.
I am going to try to get out. We will probably do an invite from the Two Bards page. Haven't tried this before, so this will be an experiment. It may or may not work. But July 4th is frackin' epic RPG day.
Woo!
And to that end, everyone who gets their orders in... Since everyone, whether you order a PDF or a book, get a PDF, we are going to fulfill all PDFs early so that you can play Frackin' Epic on Frackin' Epic Day.
And you'll still get, of course, the final PDF if we make any changes. You'll still continue to get that update, right, as well?
Yes, but
the version
there shouldn't be.
Unless Phil just misspells everything.
I've already proofed it. I've already done the copy.
Perfect.
I've already placed it.
Well, you can't read.
That's true.
So,
but I have a screen that transmits Braille.
Which you also can't read, but you have a small Filipino child who is blind.
I was going with Indonesian, but sure. Yes. Right. Filipino.
So, you know, Rob Schneider's Filipino.
We apologize.
We have Rob Schneider actually reading Braille.
Small Filipino child. We apologize to any Filipinos, Indonesians, or small people that we've offended.
We do not apologize to Rob Schneider.
No.
He made Hot Chick. He knows what he did.
Yep.
So, other favorite role-playing systems? I mean, I like AD&D. I like 2nd Edition. But Palladium, I've always loved. Specifically Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I love Eberron as a campaign setting. So that would be, I guess, technically D&D 3.5 rules. I also love Serenity. And the Demon Hunters RPG.
Yep.
Though I haven't played it, I've read enough about it. And when We did the
right
Berserkon. That was the first time I kind of ran through it. But I love that world,
mm-hmm.
and the mechanics are going to be pretty much based on the same thing as Serenity or Pathfinder, or any of those. Those are the ones I'm familiar with. I've not played GURPS. I've not played... Oh, by the way, to go back, Michael Perdue is also an RPG designer, and Athena also his partner. So they have the Core Fantasy book. They're on DriveThruRPG. Look them up. And we also, I believe, we're going to try and get listed there, since it is the world's largest RPG...
Go fig.
Repository.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all. We got to see if we pull off the whatchamacallit. Oh, and we were gonna do a shout out.
Oh, we're doing shout to the people,
which I'm ready for.
Oh, good. So I was worried that we weren't. While we're getting that ready, also I like Paranoia. That's been a really fun one. I think just basically playing that sort of, it's like Shadowrun meets Red Dwarf. I like Paranoia as well.
Oh, yeah, and Shadowrun. Brian Bender's supposed to run us through a Shadowrun campaign at some point, which would be fun.
That would be awesome.
And Keeter wants to do it. You want to do it. Christian wants to do it. Yep. I want to do it. So I think we're set.
I think we're set. Right.
But we would like to give a shout-out to the first pre-order that we got.
Well, it was going to be the first 8 hours, wasn't it? Which I don't know if we have a way to do that. So let's just give it the first five.
Okay. The first five... From my hometown of Salem, Oregon.
Salem, Oregon.
At butt oh shit 30 when we put this up.
I don't think that's a time.
I don't think
and
so
And I don't
either.
Want that watch.
Kenneth Wheeler.
Kenneth Wheeler.
Who I didn't know. I think I knew at some point he lived in Salem, but now that I see it in writing, I don't know where Black Cherry... Oh, I shouldn't say that. I'm giving away your location. Anyway... I'm not familiar with the location, but it's Salem, Oregon, and that's my hometown.
Right.
Then we have, of course, Funkmaster General, Linkmaster Extraordinaire, Seth Davis.
Seth Davis.
Then we have our two question boys.
I wonder if Seth is going to link to himself.
He might.
This podcast.
Mike Ott and
Mike
Trampas
Ott.
Johnson.
Mike and Trampas. Hey, great. We got some questions from you guys.
And
like this one right now.
From all the way in Sweden.
Sweden.
Lot of Jerf.
Excellent.
I'm not sure how to pronounce the last
name.
We don't
Swedish.
But I'm
but we
thinking.
Are, you should, you know what? Send either Scott or I an email with your name pronunciation, and we will correct it on the next podcast.
Unless I got it right.
Unless you got it right. And then,
I get waffles.
Waffles.
Because I did good.
Swedish waffles.
So, yes, please.
Which are meatballs.
Either way, I'm
all right,
good.
Great.
Meat waffles would be outstanding. Would that not be the best thing ever?
That is the most horrifying. My internet brain is filling in so many horrific details about meat waffle.
I meant actual like hamburger in a waffle iron.
Okay, whatever.
That's what I meant.
I don't want any blue waffles or meat waffles.
No. But when we were in Canada,
right?
When we were at the first house that we were shooting at, they had hamburgers.
Right.
And since I was in Canada, I used the only Canadian appropriate topping since I couldn't find the mayonnaise, and that was maple syrup.
Right.
Which was delicious.
Well, we had weird hamburgers in Canada, and they were all great.
Yes.
Like
peanut butter and jelly.
It wasn't peanut butter and jelly. It was hunk of burning love. So it was peanut butter,
Elvis.
Banana. Yeah, that was Christian's order, and we were all totally jealous after we got a taste.
Yeah, that was amazing.
It was really good.
So I'm just going to go with the top 10 because that's what I got on my screen.
We're going to wow, you guys look out.
And then we have Nick Kent.
Nick Kent. Eh, boo.
Cisco Piazzo or Chris Piazzo.
Cisco Piazzo.
I don't know why it says Cisco in here, but it does. So apparently you're a router. Gordon Duke. Oh, I'm also going to go back, and just so that we get the wide range on these, we've got Salem, Oregon. We've got St. Louis, Missouri. We've got
Missouri Loves Company.
Montello, Wisconsin.
Oh.
Bismarck, North Dakota.
I love them. Filled with creams.
Grasstorp, Sweden. I believe I got that pronounced right.
Lotta, please tell
Wilmington,
us.
Wilmington, Ohio. Chris Piazzo, even though it sounds very Italian, is in Santa Rosa, California. That doesn't mean that Italians can't live in California.
Santa Rosa. Santa Rosa.
Gordon Duke in Suquamish, Washington.
Suquamish.
Matthew Scopetta in...
Is it Scopetta? Like Spanakopita, Scopetta?
Sure, it could be Scopetta.
Okay.
Or Scopetta.
Whatever.
I'd probably go with Scopetta.
Scopetta. Matthew Geppetto. Jalapeno.
Hey, I'm taking a bullet for having to pronounce these.
It's true.
None of their names are Scott Brown. I mean, of course I ordered my book, but anyway. He's from Blackwood, New Jersey.
Cassie Cummings, Spokane.
Was number 10 from Spokane, Washington.
Spokane Valley. That's good. Sweet. So there are our early adopters. We thank you.
Sarah Korn, Leslie Sedlak, Brian Bender.
Jesus, really?
Deborah Holberton.
It feels like 60%...
From Canada. I wanted to get in, okay, besides Sweden, right, another international...
It feels like we say a lot of these names on every podcast.
I know.
So that's awesome.
Because we love these people.
We do.
But we're up to a good number, but not...
A goodly number,
but not a goodly enough number yet.
Not a greatly number.
To put together the podcast. We haven't reached 100.
Guys, share.
So we need to boost the signal.
And you know what? If you want to take it, again, to your local game store, go to your local game store, have your game store contact us, and put in an order, because... You know, a lot of these indie games don't get represented at game stores at all. If it's not sold at Alliance or GTS, a lot of game stores don't carry stuff. I found this out this weekend when I tried to go buy Cards Against Humanity for my dad. So, no game stores.
Oh, surprisingly, they don't have it.
Some up here do.
Boise.
Yeah, area? Some up here carry it because they just, you know, they know how to use the internet.
Right.
But down there, it's like, no, we can't do that. There's a. We need them.
But it seems like a wholly Boise appropriate game.
Right.
In fact, that's probably where they get most of the bad answers. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, you know, I was just waiting for them to...
Tanya, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to despair them, Boise.
Lovely. I'll disparage the hell out of that place.
Okay.
Besides, isn't she from, Meridian or something instead? She's not from actually Boise, I don't think. Or Emmett. Emmett, Idaho, something like
maybe.
That.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, disparage all over Boise.
Oh, that's... To coin a phrase from Darkness Rising.
To quote a phrase from Darkness Rising, I know Mormons who would kill for that. Because, there are a lot there. And there are also a lot of murders. Go fig. So, and then lastly, Trampus asks us if we've seen Miami Connection, which I have not, but it's available. So... we're not prepared at all, and I'm just going off of what I remember about this, but I believe the Alamo Drafthouse, which is an amazing theater chain in Texas that does these great ads. You might have seen they had a viral video a while ago of a woman who was kicked out for using her cell phone, and she calls up and yes. leaves a voicemail. That's Alamo Drafthouse. I believe Alamo Drafthouse got the rights to redistribute this movie called Miami Connection, and it is just supposedly horrifying, and I really want to see it. But no, Trampus, I have not, sadly, seen Miami Connection yet, and I will remedy that, hopefully before the next podcast.
Okay. Well, let's make that a goal. Oh, by the way, not a question. I just want to give a shout-out.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Curtis Chandler, for finally having the balls to come ask me in person to be on your podcast. No, but seriously, I knew it was going to be.
Your $3 is in the mail.
But, and thank
no,
you for coming
No, it's not. It's with
see.
The camera.
It is. It will never make it. Thanks for coming to Two Rooms, by the way, and being the guy I sat next to in the front row and didn't hit. So I'm really happy.
Well, yeah.
But I'm excited. I get to be on a podcast that you've already been on and Trin's been on. And
but I'm sad to know that when
else.
You had a chance, you didn't hit Curtis. I mean...
I didn't know it was Curtis until the end of the first
act. You would have choked him out with those chains, if you would have known?
With the hair he was sporting, he had so much volume to his hair.
Oh, it's lustrous.
It's amazing. I'm jealous.
It is like... He is a walking L'Oreal commercial.
And look, he just posted a picture of me as though he knew we were talking about him on
that
the Facebooks.
That guy.
with my Sons of Anarchy shirt, courtesy nice. Of Mr. Gordon Duke.
Aww.
Thank you, Gordon.
Thanks, Gordon. So next.
And you can tell by that photo that I could totally take D-size batteries.
Oh, geez. Really? Yeah, he just... So there's this photo that we're talking about, I'm sure it'll get linked. Essentially, the Sky Bridge at ECCC is where Bandersnatch set up. And you guys
wrote... And Espionage.
We should always say Espionage because, like, that's instantly more likes.
Yes, Espionage. Because
they are amazing.
I know. They're awesome.
Did you see the new... So a new Facebook... campaign started for Espionage for Kiss of Death,
nice.
Which is our new line. And Aaron did the neck corset for that
sweet. Photo shoot. And I have not great. Seen the photo shoot.
Yeah, it was. I wish I could have made it, but I wasn't available because of things.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, I've sidetracked us enough. I'm terribly sorry for that.
So, Robin Cobham asks us, what kind of gravy and cheese do you want on your poutine at Gen Con?
Well,
not from Munda. I'll pass on that. I want it traditional. Give me the black pepper gravy or the brown pepper gravy rather, and some black pepper gravy maybe, and just some standard curd. I'm good with that.
I like the mozzarella and the cheddar. I wouldn't mind trying a combination because those are your two basic curd cheeses.
Okay. Yeah, well, the cheddar curd's definitely. I prefer the cheddar curd.
Yes, but traditional is mozzarella.
Yeah, they're both very good though. They're both very good.
Now, so combination and a less peppery version of the
just the brown gravy.
Brown gravy.
Just the comes in a packet.
But it's so savory and it has. It's not like, you know, brown gravy in a bag
it's
or
not
in
McCormick.
A pouch or whatever. That's just. Look, right. It's gravy that's brown. It has, you know, like sage and basil, and it's savory, and it's got flavor that adds to
I
the
really
potatoes.
I really don't want to break it to them that basically it's the seasoning's all in the potatoes, and the gravy is just packet gravy. But
I know. She asked what kind of gravy I wanted. I tried throw
I'll
it
take,
out there.
I'll take my placebo teen. I'm fine with that. It's like if it makes
it's
the gravy
It's three-finger
taste better,
poi.
Three-finger poi. Gross.
Yeah.
You should wipe better.
I should. I don't really want that though.
No. All right. So, what else have we got? This is fun. So, Spurk and Cock, which is a team of cosplayers.
Wow, I didn't
Canada.
Even see this one.
Yeah, I'm not gonna give away their identity.
Will you give it away to me later?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You know them both.
I'm sure I do. Yeah.
Well, what do they ask? Because you took the paper, I can't read it now.
Who would you say is your favorite Starfleet officer?
Please. Geordi LaForge. Every single time.
Really?
Two reasons. Okay? Two reasons. One, dude, he is the first... He talked down a Borg. Talked him down, Scott. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
We're talking no medical equipment, nothing. He talked that fucker back from the brink. Okay?
Okay.
With... No eyes. He talked that guy back. I want you to think about that for a second. And then, of course, take a look. It's in a book. A Reading Rainbow.
Okay, besides that, what's LaForge done?
You mean aside from save the ship all the times?
Okay, yes.
Like every
Scotty
one of
did that all the time before there were
Yeah, no,
wars.
That's great. That's great. I'm glad Scotty didn't fucking talk a Borg. I'm sorry. That's
He didn't have Borgs to talk down, but I'm sure he could have. They wouldn't have understood. They would have been so confused. It would have come down just to hear him talk.
It was the 60s. He would have just punched them on Borg.
Sure.
But no, I like LaForge. He's my pick. I mean, you know, I love a lot of the next gen characters, but I don't love a lot of the next gen episodes. But the characters, as far as characters go, like I love, you know, Picard, and one of the very few next gen episodes that I actually enjoy. Is the one where Picard, the probe hits him and he lives the entire life in 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And I, for some reason, the name is escaping me right now, but the second this podcast is over, I'll remember it. But still, and then I guess post-beard Riker, for sure, is great. I love Riker as long as he's got facial hair. Data I could do without. No offense, Will Wheaton. I love you. You're a great geek. You're the best. Wesley sucked. So He was the Mary Sue, and oh, yeah. Everyone knows it, even him. So, yeah, but no, it's still fun episodes. And then as far as first gen, like there's the original series, yeah, of course it's Scotty. Of course it's Scotty, and then Bones. Kirk is probably like last on the list, honestly. Like, I think I like Uhura before I like Kirk. But, you know, Sulu was great. Red shirt number 8, like that guy, then Kirk.
Great work.
Yeah.
2 episodes he was in. Wonderful. For me, I'm going to probably piss off a lot of the fan base.
Are you doing Sisko? Because I'll take it.
Sisko?
No. Okay, well, who are you doing?
No. I am going to say... I'm scared. I'm going to go with Bones first.
Okay.
And Scotty second.
Okay.
And here's my reasoning.
I'm fine. No, that's a fine... That's a fine...
I like them in the new reboots as well.
No, I agree with that entirely.
And Kirk in the reboot.
Nah.
I like him better than James T. I don't necessarily like where...
Well, he is James T.
Abrams is taking it.
You mean... Okay, you mean you like
but him... better than Shatner. Shatner,
right.
But I like... I feel... His James T is way more believable.
Mm.
And I think he got way more development into mm-hmm. why he is the way that he is. And the place that it comes from is to me a much more genuine place, which is why I had such a hard time watching the new one mm-hmm. and had to bail, because that relationship between him and Spock
mm-hmm.
was what I aspire all my friendships to be.
Hmm. Well, that's very sweet.
And you're close. You're checkoff right now.
I'm checkoff. Well,
you're working your way up the ladder.
Someday Sulu, and then
Uhura.
Well, I'm just gonna stay there. If I ever get there, I'm staying. I'm sorry. That's where I'm gonna live.
Uhura?
Yeah.
You're gonna live at Uhura.
I'm gonna live at Uhura. The one thing I'll say in defense of the old Kirk is 60s. That's a valid argument.
Oh yes, no. But, I enjoyed the original series immensely and all the characters yeah. and they were. But what resonates with me today mm-hmm. are those two. And if I would have had to pick, mm-hmm. minus if I had to say anything but the reboot,
mm-hmm.
I would still go with Bones mm-hmm. and Scotty.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm the thing is, like, I really, really, really love Deep Space Nine.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the seasons that everyone hates. The last 2 seasons, to me, if you take out his kid being a reporter, that weirdness, like to, I don't know, get younger viewers.
Or oh, Sisko, yes.
Sisko. Sisko Piazza?
No.
Yeah, so Hawk from...
Yes, Hawk.
Okay, all right.
Mm,
so Sisko...
Spencer for Hire. Now that dates me. Dates me. But if you can...
Could you
can
even
get
watch
anywhere,
Bond with a straight face? Because Spencer for Hire, with the, like that was where my head was the whole time.
Oh, yeah. But so, if it's on Netflix, if it's anywhere, Seth, if you can get links to the free versions, everyone watch every episode of that. It is so amazing.
So, anyway, Sisko.
Yes, Sisko.
Turned out to be probably my favorite captain.
Yeah.
The captains are never my favorite characters, but... He was probably my favorite captain.
Yeah.
He starts a Cardassian war. Cardassian war. Sorry. I realized this was coming out of my mouth. As it was coming out of my mouth. Whatever. Uhura.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah,
well,
all right.
Never mind.
Something about Jay-Z, right? Okay. Yeah. So he starts a war with the Cardassians and like just deletes it. Just deletes the log entry. Just bye. Whatever. Goodbye. I'm happy. And then Voyager, I like Bashir a lot on Voyager. I really enjoyed, Bashir was Deep Space Nine. What am I thinking? What's the name of the doctor? This is how much I like Voyager. What's the name of the doctor on Voyager? The hologram guy.
Oh, I can't remember, but he was on Benson for Hire.
He was on
also Neelix.
No, he wasn't Neelix. Neelix is who you're thinking about. The guy who played the Doctor played other... But, you know, Neelix is a comedian, a stand-up comic. The guy who played the Doctor is an actor. Anyway, that's beside the point. And Bashir was on an episode of Voyager once, and it was bad. But and whatever, Chakotay and Tupac. Whatever. Tupac, Romulan killer. I don't know.
And they say Tupac's dead.
Yeah. Well, I was like, really, you're gonna make the one black guy on the show named Tupac? Or Tuvok, rather? Like...
Oh, yeah.
It's like, sounds like a shitty Dyson model. So...
The Tuvok model.
The Tuvok, yeah. So, there you go. We really only watched the original series. TOS and TNG, obviously.
But oh, TOS.
The original series, yeah. Yeah. So
That was Transmetallic Service or something.
Terms of service. Yeah.
Terms of service. Yeah.
It's
or the original firstborn child.
Yeah. So Brophy's back with another question.
Hey Tom.
Straight out of Compton.
Yes. Or New Jersey.
Yeah. He's asking how pre-production on Glass Cannons is coming. Rewind the podcast, Brophy. Just rewind it. Because we already answered that.
Go back and. But we're shouting out to you anyway.
Well, in fairness, he asked it first. That's why he's on the bottom of the page.
Really?
Yeah, these are in reverse chronological order. So,
oh, I've only ever seen the Mike Ott and the Trampas questions.
Oh. Well, that's because these are from Facebook and these are from Twitter.
Oh, the people actually did them on Twitter.
Yeah, and yet unfairly, we answered
the Facebook
Mike Ott's version instead of Brophy's version.
Oh.
It's okay. Well, I can take Brophy out for a beer, though.
That's true.
So, totally that made up true. For it at this point. And then finally, another one from Robin. Of all geekdom, in which universe would you want to live?
Oh, Robin, you sent two. That's so thoughtful.
That's a big question, man.
I'm going to need to upset Mike and look at this again.
So in all of geekdom, in which universe would you want to live?
Star Wars. Period. End of story. I'm now going to drop the mic.
So wait. Crushed by an imperial regime. Torn. Civil war. They have the power to blow up your planet at any given moment.
I'm sorry. Serenity. hold it. Wait. That's the same thing.
Serenity, the Rebellion's definitely stronger. In Star Wars, I mean, well, you kind of are already living in Star Wars, aside from the ships.
Yeah,
you're already there.
Because it's, well, true, yeah.
So it's just the Death
Except
Star.
Except that I can't speak Chinese, and Star Wars, they all seem to speak English until the next three trilogies when they...
No, they don't at all.
Just racist
it's just they understand every language.
Right.
They all speak different... Like, Jabba doesn't speak English.
No.
Chewie doesn't speak English, but they understand it. The weird guy at the bar with the fly face doesn't speak English. So...
He doesn't like you. I don't like you either. I have the death sentence in 12 parsecs.
On 12 systems, dude.
Whatever.
No, the ship made the Kessel run in 12 parsecs. You got to get this stuff right, man. Come on, you're the Star Wars nerd.
I don't remember lines from movies I've been in, let alone movies I've watched. I'm happy to get what I got.
I'm
satisfied.
I probably know more of your lines from Dorkness than you do. That's probably true.
Most of the people listening to this podcast know.
For sure. Oh, for me, let's see. All of geekdom. That's a big. I mean, you could like let's just start going through some stuff you could live in. Okay, you could live in the Misfits of Science universe, where you can be engineered to have super speed or be able to blink electronics or throw lightning bolts. Well, the speed and the lightning bolts are the same guy.
Any video game ever made?
Any video game? Seriously, like you. I mean,
I want to live in the Donkey Kong universe. It's so simple. Rescue the girl, go up ladders, avoid barrels of beer.
All I have to say, yeah, but dude, think of the gas prices in that universe. I mean, he's just sitting there burning the supply.
I know.
That sucks. So, what about Tapper? You just go drink as much as you want, never get drunk? Or Burger Time? No, because sometimes you get like a shoe on your burger. That would suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you gotta, and it doesn't. I mean, it doesn't say be the hero in a universe. So
nope.
You gotta be like, this is just living. You're just living in this universe. So Star Wars is probably one of the more realized universes in that sort of ideal.
I just want to be a space cowboy.
I'd take Star Trek.
Some people call me Maurice.
Star Trek could be a pretty cool universe to live in. Replicators and...
Yeah.
Until the ship comes, your planet's usually pretty cool. Like, you've been doing shit for 500 years, you know, like, not aging and...
They have transporter equipment. Right there is a selling point.
Yeah.
The fact that I can beam myself somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's essentially a socialist utopia. So...
Ben's wet dream.
Yes, but you can have you can just ask the computer to change your pants for you.
Well,
computer, run pants dry. Picard Alpha 1. Yeah. Cuz, you know, let's be honest, we'd all still use Picard as our code name.
Yes.
So. And the holodeck. I mean, see, okay, there it is. That's where the wish comes from. Living in that universe, you get the holodeck, which means you can create any of the other universes to live in temporarily. So
you're going with Star Trek?
I'm going with Star Trek. I could go live in Star Wars for a while if I wanted. Holodeck, man. Holodeck, motherfucker. It's a wizard, motherfucker.
But you wouldn't know about Star Trek and the Star... You wouldn't know about Star Wars and the Star Trek universe.
Yes, I would.
Why? How?
Because 450 years ago, there was this little movie called Star Trek, and I just look it up in the archives. Doi. It's Earth. It's our universe. It's just in the future.
See what you've done, Robin? You've now pitted Star Wars against Star Trek yet again.
Mm. Well, but Star Wars...
I'm changing. Lord of the Rings. Okay. I will live in the Tolkien universe.
Finding Nemo. I'm like the
I'm the turtle, dude.
No, exactly. I'm the anti-Ariel. I want to go live under the water.
Under the sea.
Yeah, seriously. She was an idiot.
Yeah, but she wasn't Nemo.
I mean, granted, it rains shit pretty much nonstop in the ocean because it's the ocean. But,
yeah.
You know, I still, I'll go down. Now, I don't want to be the clownfish. We already know about that.
Yeah, no. I'm not a fucking clown.
If you don't know, if you don't know about why he was looking so hard for his son, go look it up. It's on the internet. It's a that's a bad thing. But I would totally live. Have you heard that story?
No.
In a clownfish family, if the female dies, the main male will become female and mate with its own children.
I'd be looking for my kids too. Well, yeah. I'd be looking.
Don't know what that was.
Well.
I guess we angered the Pixar gods.
We're sorry. Cars 2 was awesome.
No, it wasn't. You go ahead and shake the house down. I don't fucking care.
Terminator.
Oh, God. So, yeah, I'm sticking with Star Trek. I can go live in any of them. Like, the holodeck makes it. I mean, you could pick a world where you can magically jump from... Neverwhere. Neverwhere, if I had the power... of Doors Family. Neverwhere.
That Gaiman?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll buy that.
For a dollar?
For a dollar.
RoboCop!
Yay!
No, I don't want to live in Detroit.
No.
The thing is, you can live in that universe right now.
Right now.
You can actually live in that universe.
Peter Weller will come out to your house in the costume.
And shoot you for free.
For free.
I mean, you can just... It's like... I think they pay you to buy tickets to Detroit now.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, if you've got some pocket change, you can buy a house.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You can buy an entire city block.
Well, that's
downtown
like $15,000 for a city block, I think. I don't know.
Which is,
we're just making up numbers.
Yeah. But see how much easier this goes when we get questions, people?
Yeah, no joke. What do we have to pimp this week as far as shows and watch and go to plays and...
Laramie Project at Tacoma
Little Theater.
Go
get excited very soon because Jesus Christ Superstar is ramping up.
Yes.
Be super excited about that.
If you're in the Olympia or can get to the Olympia area,
mm-hmm.
go see Christian.
Being awesome.
Diss on Christ.
Diss on Christ.
We have the last...
Betray you!
We have the
See,
final
it's never
shoot
a story, but oh right, the final shoot of Humans and Households.
Humans and Households this weekend.
Yep, we're actually going to go do some location stuff tonight with that. Yeah. Maybe.
Yes, tonight on Tuesday.
On Tuesday
we shoot on Saturday.
We've got ADR for Gamers 3 coming up.
Yes,
that you guys can't be part of. Sorry.
Nope. And May probably won't delay the podcast next week. We'll probably get the podcast out on Sunday because then we're going to be pretty much screwed.
Right, right. I'm taking my kids to Enchanted Village on Friday.
Wild Waves?
Yeah, Wild Waves.
Nice.
On Friday. It's like...
I want to go there.
Poor man's Disneyland. No, I mean really poor, like broke-ass man's Disneyland. So I'm going
That's why I want to go, because I can afford it.
Yeah. I might just take him to the gate and see, like, oh, look, that's what a roller coaster looks like. And then just throw him really hard up in the air. Call it good. Save myself $20 a kid. Have my tickets to Gen Con. I'm excited about that.
Yes, me too. It's now official.
Gen Con.
I'm Gen Con bound. We're still waiting on official SpoCon word.
Official SpoCon word would be nice. SpoCon.
I don't know that it's in SpoCon's hands.
Take it all back.
So I do know that we're going to have... Oh, do I have time to make a plug real quick?
Plug away.
Okay. So due to... Thank you for that sound effect, Andy. Due to the fact that Washington Liquor Board now is out of the liquor control, or sorry, out of the liquor distribution and is now part of the liquor control, all of the rules, laws, and regulations are now going to be patrolled and followed, which means that the Scott and Tim's Scotch tasting at SpoCon will not be able to be advertised.
Oh.
Will be invite only.
Yay.
Will be 21 and over.
Oh, wait. Yay.
And the way to do it is going to be changed a little bit. But there are going to be some official ambassadors. And we will do our best. In other words, we will have invite flyers for people. And be able to... get into the party that way. We're going to have a cap at 40 because of where we're located, but you will not find us in the programming guide. You will not find us with posters anywhere. It is an invite-only deal. So
right.
There is a Facebook page for it, or email Tim Martin or myself, or Facebook us and get on the thread, because we're trying to find out who's bringing what so that we can turn it into an education and... just some fun time. So
right.
I just found out about that this week and wanted to pass that on to the two people in Spokane that may be going to SpoCon that might be listening to this. Under the other 165 of you, just be jealous because I'm going for my fourth consecutive win.
Woo! He's been practicing all year, I promise you.
Yes, I have been.
He's practicing right now.
Stop it.
I wanted to be able to talk about Superman, but I have not seen it.
Have I you? Did.
Yeah?
I will not talk about it yet.
Okay. Oh, man. I want to see it.
I will just say I really liked it.
Okay.
A lot.
That's good. That's good. I've been trying to avoid... Brophy actually posted an article, and I went ahead and read it, and I shouldn't have. It wasn't a spoiler. It wasn't a spoiler article. It was a, like, why I didn't like, and the way they did... I don't know. I still want to see it, and I'm still planning on seeing it, and I'm planning on being pumped when I do.
So yeah. I think you should
be. Penilely.
Yes. From a movie standpoint, again, we're going to get into the books, comic books versus movies thing, but, you know.
Well, the Superman novel was just.
Yeah. Oof. It's not the same thing. Everyone, get over it. It's a fucking movie. They're doing the best they can in a 2.5 hour time slot. And I thought that of all the movies, it does the best in setting up the where's, the why's, the when's, the angst, and everything else.
Remember that, English majors. Angst has now been added to the 5 W's. When, why, where, how, angst, and who.
Isn't that...
It's journalism. It's a journalism. Yeah.
Okay.
So... Angst is not part of it.
No. I'm very tired. Leave me alone.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, the podcast 2 weeks from now might very well be delayed unless you can get a guest host, because I'll be driving the kids back. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't want a guest host.
Okay.
I don't like podcasts without you.
Thanks. It's very sweet. I thank you. I thank you very much. So maybe we'll
did anyone else hear the sincerity in that? I sure didn't.
Maybe we'll pre-record it.
Maybe.
Speaking of maybe, have you been watching Arrested Development?
Yes.
That was a horrible segue.
It was. Speaking of segues,
have you been watching Arrested Development?
Yes.
Did you notice every time he rolls up on a segue, he changes the subject? Huh? Wah, wah, wah.
No, I haven't watched all of it yet. Thanks for spoiling that.
Dude, he does that the entire series. Really? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm just glad that you pointed out that the Show Stealer trial version was not something wrong with my Netflix account.
I love that you were so worried about your Netflix, because Show Stealer Pro Trial comes up, and he's like, I don't know what's going on. There's like, they did something wrong. It's my Netflix? I was like, no, dude, it's a joke. It's a joke in the show.
Oh, so everything that wasn't Netflix has that on. Oh, now it makes sense.
Yeah, and the second, the last time they use it, it says zero trials left. That's pretty cool.
Oh, again, haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, all right. Well, it's a neat little thing.
I really hope it's set up to go with more than just this is the season. I hope that they continue it on. Mm. But they did go into talks with somebody, DreamWorks, I think, mm-hmm. Entertainment, about making content specifically for Netflix.
Right.
Which is cool. I hope the paradigm shift is going that way.
Yeah.
I just wish that Hulu and everybody else mm-hmm. would. I didn't have to pay $8 to this and $8 to that, because to get everything I want is going to be the same cost as cable at this point.
It's going
to
get worse, because what's happening is, as companies see that this is the way things are going, they want their piece of the pie. So they're going to stop granting content access to things like Netflix or Hulu, start doing their own, and it's going to fragment until that fails, and then something else will come out. So yeah.
Thank God for Pirate Bay. For all you people that use Pirate Bay, I'm not condoning its use or anything, but
no.
Free the internet! Free the internet! The internet.
Okay, well, thanks, Rude Boy. You totally took that to a new place. I mean, that's...
How is that bad?
That's inevitably what's going to happen,
though. How is that bad?
They're going to force the hands of people, because the internet's not a social place. It's a very capitalist-driven place, so they're going to fragment, because they want the biggest slice of their pie they can get and they're going to basically kill the ecosystem instead of piggybacking on it and earning money the way they should be, because it's the way that makes the most sense. They're going to want the biggest slice of their pie the fastest possible, and they're going to kill the delivery channel. That's what I foresee.
Yep, because they're greedy some bitches.
Yep. So, anywho... I guess that about wraps it up this week. I don't have much more to talk about. So Neil deGrasse Tyson, if you're listening,
please have us on or come on our podcast.
Either or.
We've made 13 implorations for you to come on.
That's an implorical number.
Probably.
Mm. So it's almost twice the number of stars in the Pleiades. Almost. So come on our show or have us on your show. I'll Skype in. I don't care. I'm not.
Or fly us to New York. I would love to come have a personal tour by you of the museum.
Out there who has an in with Neil deGrasse Tyson,
please
forward our names.
Yes. That would be incredible. My mind would be blown, and I could die a happy man.
Indeed. I think more than his mind would be blown. Computer, run dry shorts, Riker, Alpha 2.
How come I gotta be number two?
I think you know.